Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not at, just whips complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off by leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Told Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Well, we would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm full of enthusiasm tonight. I hope you are as well. This is your host, Sheikh Kelimam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., at least what's left of it, and looks as though they're doing quite a bit of building around in Washington, D.C. Nevertheless, all of you that came in on your smartphones tonight, we're happy that you're here. And those that came in by way of the dumb phone are precisely seated in the second aisle, and we're happy that you're here. And those Android phone folks are seated right there in sequential order on the third row. That's beautiful to see you guys on the Android team and keeping us alive and well here at Black Power Radio. And those that are on the Paranoid, they're using their Paranoid phones on the fourth row. Yes, sir, you have to move to the left to allow the Paranoid folks to sit together. This is going to be a great night for Black Power Radio, and we don't want you to miss not one syllable of what we have to say tonight. We'd like you to sit back, buckle your seat belts, and enjoy the ride. We're right here live at Black Power Radio. We'll give you more of what you actually tune into Black Power Radio for. And tonight we have an extremely, exceptionally great episode for you. What we have in store for you is the Black Revolutionaries, the who, what, when, and why. MD socialized with a character named Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Why don't regular Black revolutionaries, ordinary Pan-Africanists, ordinary just Black civil rights leaders, why don't they bother with Malik Zulu Shabazz? So we have written a 10-point response. We feel now there are many in our network that feel they were out to slander the elected in body of Black Panthers and suggestions that Malik Zulu Shabazz was afraid of the election process. He can come forward on Black Power. We will not give any holds barred. He is open to air. Any representative of Malik Zulu Shabazz is welcome to air anything op-ed to what we have to say from the studios here at Black Power Radio. So we want you to sit back, buckle your seatbelt, and enjoy the ride tonight, for they have seek to slander the Honorable Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar, your truly the host of Black Power Radio, and to slander the name of Crystal Muhammad, of our National Minister of Defense, Black Lightning, of our National Chief of Staff, Brother Israel, our comrade Israel. And we know that we've been doing good work across the diaspora, across America, around the world, connecting the dots to Africa. And I think Crystal Muhammad even went to Africa, this damn fool. But nevertheless, we're right here at Black Power Radio giving you more of what you're listening to your radio for. And we are, man, just happy to have you. So just be patient with us as we'll be patient with you. We'll get to you and your crew tonight. We're not going to overlook anybody. Not one syllable of what you have to say will be lost tonight. We will have it right here, recorded live on Black Power Radio. This is in response to some newspaper. They have used my name without my consent out in the public, and we're just going in on them to just demonstrate who we are, and they can demonstrate who they are, and let the pieces fall where they may. As we roll right here at Black Power Radio, we hope that you have a secured seat, and we'll roll with you tonight on Black Power Radio, as we always do. Got room for you, and we got room for your crew. We got room for you and your crew tonight right here at Black Power Radio. We hope that everyone here has had a great weekend so far, and hope that you'll continue to roll with us. And if you roll beside us, just don't roll over us, because we ain't going down without a fight. You already know. But we're just happy tonight with you here at Black Power Radio, doing just like we always do, rocking them coast to coast. And I'm rocking the mic. Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. You're taking your calls tonight at 515-605-9889. Again, our telephone number tonight is 515-605-9889. That's right. 515-605-9889. That's the studio number. If you need to get direct line, it's 202-550-8521. Again, 202-550-8521. We're going to rock here tonight at Black Power Radio. And we're just trying to line everything up and get you full of your loving cup and get your favorite coffee, tea, me, whatever it takes. If you got your favorite scotch in there, that's all right through tonight. You can put your coffee, tea, meat, your favorite scotch, brandy. You got some Remy Martin back there? Well, you better get poured on up in your loving cup. because we're going to rock you here tonight at Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you actually listen to the radio for. And we're going to give it up tonight like it's never been given up before. Right here, giving you more of what you listen to the radio for. Yeah, right here at Black Power Radio. I'm going to give it up to my main man. I know he's out there rocking coast to coast. Let's see what he has to say. I haven't heard from him in a while. He's right in the queue. We're going to hear from you, and we're going to hear from you, too. We're going to bring Chairman Ty right out of South Carolina. I know we rocking coast to coast. Haven't heard from Ty in a minute. What's up, Brother Ty? We're rocking some Black Power Radio with our 10-point platform, kicking ass right here, and the ass we're kicking tonight is Malik Zulu Shabazz. What do you have for us, sir? I know you're rocking in South Carolina. In fact, you're in Spartanburg, where they make the BMW. It's not the black man working. The automobile and the black man is working in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Black power to Brother Ty Nitty, and you can talk black to us. Black power?
Good. Right there with you and D and me at the top of the good old key. Boy. If we got any problems there, let's try it one more time. All right. Okay, 864-864-864-804.
You're live on Black Power Radio.
That call's not in, so we're moving on up to live. We're going to go up here and get us some Black Lightning. I know Black Lightning is live right here, giving you more of what you actually listen to radio for. Black Lightning, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Oh, boy.
Black power. We have Black Lightning here on some Black Power Radio.
There's so much going on.
4-5-3-2-2-3-2-3-8-2-4.
I say so much going on.
But we got us some Black Lightning live.
You know that song? Now, Mr. Chairman, you know that song? I got so much trouble on my mind. Uh-oh, I better stop before they think. And see, he's still in the music business. He ain't really stopped. Hey, for those that don't think that I'm in a... Yes, sir?
Yeah, we're going
to... Go right ahead.
We're going to give some real trouble on their mind tonight because we're here to expose the hypocrisy of Malik Zulu Shabazz to write my name anywhere without my consent. I got mine.
And mine. Can I speak on that, sir?
He had the nerve to use Black Lightning. No Black Lightning. Not giving up without a fight. Like Bob Marley said, don't give up the fight. I'm going to go back and work on the job and play a tune. So go ahead, Black Lightning. Drop it like a dog.
How do you put a size 12 foot
in a size 10 hole on a league two Black Power?
That's
Black
right.
Power.
That's right. And Black Power. And I'm going to say like Adam Clayton Powell said, I want to make this like a lady's skirt. I want it to be long enough to be respectable, but short enough to keep it interesting. So we never went in on the brother. I got somebody from Spartanburg on the line. Let me bring her in.
Bring them on stage.
If that's okay.
Coming on in. Coming
okay, hold on.
In. Coming on in. Black Power here. Black Power. Bring them on in from Spartanburg. We got a whole. So we got a whole.
Okay. Black Power. I got sister Ebony on with us out of Spartanburg down there with Ty Nitty, our national chairman. I mean our state chairman, South Carolina, down there in Spartanburg too. I'll try to hook y'all up. But say hello to the listening audience, Sister Ebony. We broadcasting all over the world, Black Power Radio.
Black Power, how is everybody doing?
Black Wonder. Power, doing fabulous. And yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, this is one of the sisters that Sister Goldie has spoke to the other night. And we are the 10 lions behind you. You best believe that, Chet. We were talking about the Sister Ebony, so you know what was up. Our counterpart, he likes to, when he bored, I guess he have to start throwing names out there. To me, it ain't nothing. To me, it's like, oh, that's an honorable place to be. I'm like, shit, why would you put our national chairman name on there, the honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar name, and not put mine? I'd have been pissed off if you didn't put mine. He ain't got a goddamn thing to say about me, except for job, well, excuse my language. I'm fired up on this shit. Job fucking well done is all he could possibly say to any of us, you know? So I've traveled the whole country with the Sheikh Imam Akbar. Always kept it honorable, you know? I've always kept it honorable, you know? No matter how much rock star status they might try to give me, I keep it humble, you know, and dangerous. They know that. So what could they possibly say about me? What are you going to say? Oh, he's a hothead. He'll get real dangerous if you fuck around with the chairman, our chairman, the Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar. But other than that, I'll remain a gentleman and try to be the one that will protect us all. You know, if the shit hit the fan, don't you know? Well, doesn't he know? Then he'd stand a hell of a lot better chance standing over here with us, because we got the real warriors with us. We got our national chief of staff, as well as Bo. Everybody knows he don't play, and he know I don't play. He know that. He know that real good. So I know that was a devious laugh, y'all. I didn't mean it to be, but yeah, we got some good people like Sister Ebony right here, who ain't got time for that, for the internal politics. We supposed to be fighting their torture, not each other. But it's going to be a glorious day when his people start calling us to say, why he don't want me to call y'all? Oh, maybe it's because we the real revolutionaries. Maybe because your voice will be heard here. It ain't like, okay, we're going to give you a 20, 30-minute dissertation, and then after we're finished, feel free to text me your question. Forget that. Sister Ebony, you have any questions? You can ask right now. You ain't got to text a damn thing.
No, I'm just listening right now. You know, it's my first day, so I'm just quiet.
Uh-huh. Oh no, that was rhetorical, because see, his people don't get to their people don't get to call to talk. Their people get to listen. They get to listen. They get to put themselves on front street. And I don't want to go too hard, because I'm trying to be the fence that can be mended later. You know, I mean, really, all you can say about any of our leaders is that they've gone to the front lines. They've been there. And they've done great work, the Sheikh Imam Akbar, including Malik. He's done great work out there. I'll never take that from him. You know, one of the reasons I actually joined was because I remember Malik from like 20 years ago, and I just went over in the hood looking for him. I had no idea that he was over here with the Black Panthers. Well, I shouldn't say over here. It's just like when the Hells Angels, when they had Sonny Barber on one side and this other cat on the other side, and they had they went to Sturgis to start some shit with the Outlaws, and they couldn't find the other half, so he decided to go ahead and let's split, you know, let's have a split. Yeah, but in this case, it's like, can't you just humble yourself, you know? I'm not talking about our Sheikh Imam Akbar, because I watched him be humble. So anybody to say he wasn't, oh, you have a problem out of me, because I was there and they weren't, you know? I watched him hold his tongue in situations where he know, that national chairman know for a fact. Matter of fact, everybody that know me know for a fact, I wouldn't have been quiet. I wouldn't have been quiet. I'd have got myself kicked out. For sure, without a doubt, because I've been like, man, fuck the bullshit. I'm a goddamn revolutionary. I'm a motherfucking black, excuse my language, sister, all the sisters is on here. I'm a black revolutionary. Well, let's all say it together. I love this because we're going to get this. We get this. I am what? A black revolutionary. Come on with us, sister. I am a black revolutionary, not no happy slave. And just in case I get to going on a little bit too far on this, let me take a pit stop into the Black Power Radio. Whoa. Not Black Power Radio, but $77 Bakers. Hold on. Okay, I lost my
apology. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's okay. We back in. But I was hitting everybody up with a pit stop on $77 Bakers. And that's capital letters on the Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, B-A-K-E-R-S, for those who might have not got it because I said it too fast, 77 Bakers. Wow, this is the perfect opportunity. I tried to do this last week, a week or two ago, and everything was going so fast, I really didn't get a chance. But I wanted to say, and I can say it this week, but it's on a different subject. When we went to upstate New York, up there, what's the name of it, national leader, up there, Buffalo, went to Buffalo, mm-hmm. New York, right, for the mass shooting. They had a white man get in his car, travel hundreds of miles, and he done wrote a manifesto and everything of how he hate black folks. He got swastikas everywhere and came down there to kill the brother. See, it was like, it's like, okay, who are you really after? And who sent you? Who sent you? So you travel hundreds of miles to do some shit that you could have done in your own neighborhood. If you really hate black folks that much, you could have found the black neighborhood near you. He had an invention where he could turn water into gasoline, and that was his neighborhood store, you know, and they probably had his pattern down. So, well, he always go to the store on Monday at 5 after work, so he killed up a whole bunch of people just to get that one brother. So now they done did the same thing. But I'm gonna leave that for a brother Jermaine down in Shreveport who put it on my plate. I'm gonna leave the details on that, but I got a theory about it. He come travel hundreds of miles to kill black folks. Why? Is it one of them that you wanted to get, or is it y'all was trying to prove a point, or what's up? You know. But that's all right. So it ain't all right. What I'm saying is the justice will prevail, because little did he know. Well, he probably should know. Maybe they told him, man, you'd be all right in jail. Don't worry about the Crips, the Bloods, the GDs, and the Black Panthers down in jail. Don't worry about that. Just go do what we said. So he was crash test dummy. So he won't last long in the pen. That's for damn sure. So he get a pen and paper. He get a paper to go to the pen. And I'm sure those white supremacists out there with their swastikas and shit, I'm sure they're going to have a great, what do you call it? They're going to raise money. They'll raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, but it won't matter. He's going to be life in prison. I hope they give him the death penalty personally. But I just land right there, but I'm going to come back with Brother Jermaine because he got some details on that, and I'll just pass the peace pipe, pass the medicine bowl, as my Native American side says. Yat-ta-hey, hot-ta-hey. That means today is a good day to live or a good day to die, you know, because if you live your life right, it's always a good day to die. But if you got shit that you haven't settled yet, no, it ain't a good day to die. It's a good day to live. So that's our war cry, yat-ta-hey, hot-ta-hey. And our war cry over here, black power. Black power. I'm going to go get Brother Jermaine on this, too. Black power.
Black power.
Yeah. Black power. Did we get him in?
Black power.
We got Jermaine on yet? I'm still working on something, but is Jermaine in yet?
I get him in 2 seconds. Hold on.
All right,
let's do it. Maybe Sister Ebony can tell us a little bit about the injustices that she sees going on down there in Spartanburg. You know, she down there with Ty Nitty. Maybe Ty Nitty get his phone right so he can come on the line and tell her, give us an update. We miss you, soldier.
There you go.
I'm gonna call Jermaine.
Yeah, we're happy to have you on Black Power Radio tonight. We're discussing the fumbling and stumbling of Malik Zulu Shabazz, a guy who doesn't quite know geography and doesn't quite know law, just a guy that just doesn't quite fit in the leadership. And when he gives his speeches and people don't get excited like when they hear Dr. Khaled or the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan or when they hear him from Malcolm, this guy goes ham, goes bananas, whatever the word is, and he's just got his draws on the bunch because nobody responded to his lecture because he doesn't have skillful eloquence. This is the thing of having skillful eloquence, and he lacked, L-A-C-K, lacked the luster. So he goes around ventilating on his staff members and abusing his power and general Hitlerite kick-ass kind of Negro that just go around ventilating on black people. Rally ventilates on the crackers because you got all the fucking government contacts. And so I'm just here to expose this guy who comes to slander my name and put my name on something on the foot of what he's advocating in a negative light. This knucklehead has absolutely not one single shred of room to say anything negative on Sheikh Imam Akbar. Matter of fact, the last thing he said about Sheikh Imam Akbar publicly before we split was that if you want to know how to do the goddamn work, you go right
That's right.
Check the Sheikh Imam Akbar. Now, I went
from And who was he talking to?
In 24 hours. He was talking to Norfolk, Virginia, and all the comrades, and he was on a hookup. So all of those pastors that were listening heard him say
I was
that.
One of them.
Now,
I was one of them.
Has happened between then and now, because I ain't changed a motherfucking thing with his bitch ass. I ain't changed
he
not
told
one
me that personally.
To tell me just here, and he told Black Lightning first. And Black Lightning has done work. And he had a man named Abdullah doing work around him. He didn't go to the man's funeral, didn't send a dime. He keep pushing all his money around. He didn't send a dime for the man. So I got plenty of room to put foot in his ass tonight. And that's why I'm here on the radio talking my talk about Zulu Shabazz as he has put my name on the front of something. So I hijack a fucking leadership. This Negro just did not have the confidence in the electoral process within the Black Panther Party to do it his goddamn self. He didn't have he does not have courage. He lacks courage. And a leader must have courage in order to lead the troops. If you have no self-confidence, then you might as well have no confidence at all. You have no confidence in yourself as a leader, as a troop, as a black revolutionary, as a freedom fighter. Black power, let the brother come in. I got plenty of things to do. I want to listen to you.
All right.
Black power.
Well,
black
I got
power.
Brother Jermaine. I got Brother Jermaine of Shreveport, Louisiana. Ten Lions Formation, the victims' victim right advocacy group, and we need everybody that's in that Shreveport area to go ahead and hit me up, hit Brother Jermaine up. You can hit me up at Dynamike Lightning, and that's DynamikeLightning Lightning, LightNIN at gmail.com, so that we can get some more troops on this case. Just like Brother Jermaine was saying, what's the point of Malik coming down there by herself if you know the troops can't get there? So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to build up the troops that with the people that are there. But hit us up, Brother Jermaine, about that mass shooting down there. And I'll let you do it. Black Power.
Okay, yes. Good evening, everyone. Black Power to everybody. Good evening, everyone. There was a mass shooting that happened in Jacksonville, Florida. on the other day, and it was a racial hate crime that is being charged with now, the white gentleman that did it. So no one knows his motive. No one knows why he went into that Dollar General and just wanted to shoot black folks, you know. But like, it's just a sure sign that racism is still, he never left this country, and it's still here in America, you know. And you know, this whole Trump stuff and all this and that, you know, it's just heartbreaking, you know. And we still have to deal with this as a people of color in this country, racism and these racist acts, you know, by the white man, and you know, so but yeah, definitely. And then also, our local police department, which this was breaking news earlier this week, which I thought was amazing news. They're actually being investigated for that pandemic. Back from the pandemic, I guess it was one officer. I guess as the investigation continues on, there's probably more of these officers who were involved in this overtime pay fraud. Basically, they falsified multiple reports of saying they had overtime payment when they never did. So it was then discovered that several of these officers from back in the 2020 through the 21 year, and then during that COVID-19 era, they were actually falsifying documents saying they had worked these overtime hours, which in fact they never did, got money. And so it's going to be quite interesting to see who all else was involved in it, also who knew about it and allowed those documents to go through. So, yeah, this is, yeah, it was great news to hear that, but also at the same time, I'm also wondering why it's taking so much time for them to investigate this local department. Also, on the officer involved shootings, we still haven't had anything about that yet. So, hello.
I'm here.
Yeah, we're right here. You're here. Yeah, we're right here with you, sir. Go ahead.
I can hear you.
Okay. Did y'all hear what I was saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
About
so,
the shooting.
Yeah, definitely a lot of fraud took place with some of these officers, our local police officers, and they were busted, which is great. But now where we're at a moment now with the investigation just starting for us.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But Black Power, just a quick commercial. I got our sister Melinda online, and she's been a big help to me as far as disseminating the information when Facebook kept closing me down because they don't like real revolutionaries on there. So say hello, Sister Melinda.
Black Power. Hello, everyone.
And keep her in your prayers. National Champion, you there? Black Power. Everybody keep her in the prayers because she's been going through some medical difficulties.
Black
Power. She's just stopping to say hello to us.
Happy to have you on board. And we hope that you'll team up with us and trust Gus and the Cuss and get Gus to Cuss.
You remember?
On the... the guy, Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Can you mute your line?
But
please mute your line.
Name. Okay, you're there now with me. There's a guy named Malik Zulu Shabazz who has been perpetrating a fraud. He's afraid of the election process within the Panthers. He's abuse of power. He got a field marshal. He doesn't even talk to the guy. He's abuse of authority and power. And we're bringing an end to the tyranny, man. And we're checking this shit. We don't care how the public views this stuff because we got intel, but we got a hell of an organization. So we don't care about the mess and the dust settled, smoke clear. We're not trying to be politically correct. We're trying to get over the mess. But we will not allow him to slander Shaky Man Akbar. We'll allow him to slander to mute the phone. Crystal Muhammad, Brother Israel, Brother Black Lightning, anybody else on that list is my comrade until this guy Zulu is exposed. Y'all need to humble yourself. Somebody's making noise. Who's making noise?
Yes, sir. Everybody mute their lines on my side, please.
Mute up,
please. Brother Jermaine, if you can mute up for a minute. We'll be
everybody
back on this. He got a lot of info. A lot of info.
We're not be on the line long, making noise. We're not going to live.
Got to mute.
Noise. Okay.
That's
so,
right.
Zulu Shabazz, attempted to slander my name. Put my name at the top of a list of people that were, I don't know, scandalous or stole some leadership from him, did something unorthodox. And I didn't give him any form of consent to use my name, especially any negative light. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who he claimed some allegiance towards, I'm a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the sense that my first spiritual teacher was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he said, if you don't have something good to say, don't say nothing at all. Well, we got the good truth to bring out the hypocrisy of Malik Zulu Shabazz in trying to attempt to vilify or to slander my name or to slander anything about me in a negative light. I put in too much work nationwide and worldwide for the Panther Party and the black Muslims that I have no fear other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know that Allah encouraged me to bring this message tonight so that we can stop the mess and stop pussyfooting around. Stop tiptoeing through the goddamn tulips and to stop all that kumbaya singing and dancing and scratching and stepping, fetching where you don't fucking itch. But, you know, to crush all this bitch-ass shit and get it straight from the hip tonight on Black Power Radio. So anybody else can roll that mic. I'm doing a few things studio-wise, but you're definitely welcome to comment tonight. And any matters of importance that you want to bring to the airway, you're welcome to bring it here at Black Power Radio. You can get it said here. If you can't get it said nowhere else on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth, you can get it said here loud and clear. And there will be no mistake about it, resoundingly clear, with all the proofs and evidences necessary to support, with necessary witnesses to support, and we got all that here. So we ain't making no statement in the blind. But we tired of Negroes, enough Negro stuff. Dr. Collins said that way back. That stuff you see on there is nothing but Negro stuff, nothing but fucking tabloid fucking news. The kingpin of tabloid is your boy, what's the mole brother name? Not Tariq, but the other one, Tushan Touche, and all of those good little attributes, Malik Zulu Shabazz, and Tahaka Bey, a fucking tabloid specialist. He ain't into no genuine news. He's not interested in anything genuine to help the community. Just to get a fucking headline or a journalist to get a news clip, they would sacrifice their soul, soak their drawers in gasoline, slide them up their backside, and light a match before they give up one ounce of tabloid journalism. These guys are knuckleheads, man, and I'm labeling them as such tonight. And that's Black Power. Black Power, who's next at the mic?
Black Power.
It was Black Power.
Black.
Look, see who
power.
We got here. Yes, what do we have here? Like my boy Tupac said, what do you have here now? Yes, sir. Go ahead, Primary. Let me talk to him in black. Talk black to him. See what you got here. Run quick, see. Let's see what you do for me. Yeah, let's see what's up here tonight on Black Power Radio. And we got all kinds of folk here. But we got a 405. I want to play this 405. 405 was here earlier, and we're going to bring them live here at 405 and 721. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. 405-405, you're live.
As-salamu alaykum, brothers and sisters.
Wa alaykum as-salam, beloved. What's up? What up in the half?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I'm here. I'm trying to keep up, as we used to say back in the day, a stiff upper lip. But it's so much going on. Now, as you know, I'm here in Oklahoma City. And I know it's going around, the country, but we must some kind of way we must get out here and do something with and for our youth. Because that the guy, I think he's about 16, at a football game Friday night, some fool just starts shooting through the crowd, shot that baby, and he passed.
No,
he's gone. He's no longer with us. Went to a game, and I don't know if he was a player or a spectator, but it shouldn't matter. Now, you know, back when I was a young woman, younger woman, to
Black
show,
Power Sister Joyce.
I don't, yo, you know, to
Black
show,
Lightning.
Yes, sir. Good well, evening there, Black Lightning, Black with you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad to hear you. Inspiration.
But we must find a way to assist our children when because it's almost to the point now when you're afraid, you know, like I was saying, when I was a young woman or younger woman, we used to have, remember those streakers? You know, when people, when you would have an event and they
yeah,
would
I remember that.
They commemorate your event with some crazy getting nude and just
running through naked.
And just, I mean, you know, that was, you know, if that's what they want to do. But now, I don't know what the purpose of the shooting is. I don't know the purpose of us wanting to just take ourselves out. We don't have to kill each other. The enemy has a plan for that. So we need to be trying to find all the ways we can stay alive. You know, they say, I'm staying alive. But anyway, but another something I wanted to bring to you guys' attention, and I don't know if you'd be interested, but it's a country called Kazakhstan, and they are inviting African-American business owners to the United Nations building on September 15th to discuss international trade. They're even wanting to discuss dual citizenship. So if you feel like you'd like to be included in terms of conducting your businesses or some of your businesses on an international basis or level with this country, Kazakhstan, I would surely be happy to give you the information so that you can get in touch. We're having a big Zoom call, I think it is, on the 5th of September. So if you'd be interested in attending and getting more information, please give me a shout-out, and I surely will send you the information. So again, though, back to what I was saying earlier, let us start thinking about our youth, because the poor grandfather, he posted the other day on Facebook, you know, he was trying his best to get out of bed, but he just couldn't muster the strength. And from losing my own child at one point, I know exactly how he feels. So sisters and brothers, this is Black with you, and I'm asking that we pray for our youth, and then we're going to have to get off our knees and start banging some damn heads. So have a good night. Black power.
Okay, Black power. Black power. Sister Joyce in Oklahoma, you still there, Sister Joyce?
I'm always here, brother.
Well, you know, now half of the sexual scandalous was conducted in Oklahoma. The mass scandalous within the New Black Panther Party was conducted by Malik Zulu Shabazz in the city of Tulsa over some nothing stuff. I had already made about 4 or 5 tours to Tulsa when this stuff went down, right? And
okay.
It was
yep.
Sexual this and sexual that. He took the sexual promiscuity guy and appointed that guy over the military. He brought King Jay in, put him a took down
mm-hmm.
Marcus position, and just embarrassed him in front of the public right there. And because constantly embarrassing Shimonda Owens and Daryl Hall.
Daryl was putting
in
good work, too.
The goddamn troops. I wanted to put
Daryl was holding down the training
so
calls.
So
Daryl put the training calls together with Commander Black.
That's unethical, unpathic conduct in Oklahoma. Then he's heard about down there some sexual misconduct around there, plenty of it, and he seems to be involved in most of it. So I'm saying, who in the fuck do he think he is? He's not the emperor. He's not divinely blessed. In fact, he's divinely cursed. In fact, we've been taking cases from this no-good bastard. In D.C., I investigated a case where the Pentagon police shot down 2 black boys and killed both of them. I tracked down the situation, tracked down the families. got a little sentiment going, turned both cases over to Zulu Shabazz. Don't you know the city council lawyer came down and took them goddamn cases from Shabazz and told him he's not fit to hold a case. He's not capable. He's not able-minded, nor is he able-bodied. So the mayor took those two latest cases that came in out of Mississippi, turned those over to a management staff of capable, able-minded, and able-bodied attorneys, such as what Ben Crump's. It's more. He's got an awesome staff. I've been through there. He just took a case from us in South Carolina, some other spots, and he's more than capable, able-minded, and able-bodied. This guy is a flop. He has no capability of doing any real form of deliberating on anything, any form of negotiations with the DA, the judges. He's a fucking flop. And I bear witness on this guy, man. He can put my name in something, and I haven't said a syllable about this guy in 3 years. And he goes sticking my name somewhere. You punk motherfucker, I'll come to you and step to you. No, I have no problem with it because you some punk-ass shit to do. Like I told you when I left out the door, let a hoe be a hoe. And that's some hoe shit, Negro. That's some hoe shit. That's not the ethics of any lawyer or any Black Panther leader or any chairman anywhere. And remember, I said it, and you heard it first here at Black Power Radio. Oh, we putting it in tonight. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and talk rap, drop it like it's hot. But that Shabazz is an underhanded, no good guy. He's an underhanded hypocrite is what he is. He has a Hippocratic oath. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A Hippocratic oath applies to a doctor, and a Hippocratic oath applies to a lawyer. He can't do unethical conduct. He can't be associated with a militant organization such as Black Panther Party. And he not only want to get in, this bastard wants to spend money to try to buy him a spot at the top. I mean, that's some bullshit to feed him. I mean, I'm a real stand-up guy, man, right here. But that's not no conduct. That's unethical conduct. And if you were a Speaker of the House like we found Newt Gingrich, then they would blow your ass away. They would fine your black ass $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 and boot your ass to the curb. Yes, they would fire your black ass for this such conduct. But you've been riding under the fucking radar. But now I'm calling your black ass out on the same shit. Yeah, you've been riding in on. Don't clip the boat yet. Huh? Because that's the same boat, man, to carry your black ass back over. So you got to understand, don't burn no bridges, buddy, because you're fucking with the right people that will get you fucked up out here. I'm telling you on some real shit. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with my man. Don't fuck with my motherfucking name. Don't fuck with my comrades. Don't fuck with Crystal Muhammad. Don't fuck with Azrael. Don't fuck with Black Lightning and that rest of that listening. Yeah, they all my comrades because you abandoned Ozone. You set Ozone up. You set this one or that one up, but you won't set me up, you no good bastard. And you cursed the name of Dr. Collins before. And you are not in his legacy. You're not in his spirit. You're in some own, your own Zulu ozone. That's where you are, in your Zulu zone. And you and a one-man band plays all alone, and you play to a goddamn tune and a song of your own. Like, cut the noise, man. Hey, cut that shit off, man. Who the fuck are you?
Mute your lines, please.
I can mute your black ass. I can mute
yeah, everybody mute your lines, please.
Better find a way to mute that shit. Yeah, we're not playing here tonight. We're on Black Power Radio. And I got a lot of power at this mic tonight. So we just want to go around and let the word go around that we're not fucking with real revolutionaries, to tell you the truth, real black revolutionary, real black. I am Black Panther. And I am a black revolutionary. Let's say that with me. I am Black Panther.
I am Black Panther.
Black Panther. And I am.
Mm-hmm.
Black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary.
Let's start again. I am Black Panther.
Come on, y'all.
And I am a black revolutionary. And we will.
And I am a black revolutionary.
In a way that your ass has never been turned out before. Trust me. Don't fuck with us, man. Because we that bad motherfucking nightmare that you've been dying to have. Or you can get your first class ass, the best ass whooping you can get in the world. And my truth proved that shit is a goddamn black Panther ass whooping is give you more thorough than your ass has ever been kicked before. Straight up. And I can issue it. I can kick it, motherfucker. You can kick my ass. But when I get to kicking your ass, oh, don't holler uncle. Don't holler mercy. Don't ask for to lighten up on my black ass. Okay? So that's what I'm in. Combat guerrilla warfare. That's what the fuck I do. And I train up
our people to do it the best that ever did at Black Power. Come on in the house, sister, and you can talk how you like, and you can talk black to me now. Black Power. Who came in the house?
Black Power. Sister Goldie.
Black Power.
Yes,
yeah,
Black
come
Power.
On in the house, so you can talk black to us tonight,
how's
Goldie.
How's everybody
We're
doing?
Live on Black Power. There's a sister that came up from L.A.,
fantastic.
Came all the way to D.C., made the events in New York out there yesterday at the Civil Rights Movement. You know, we don't fuck with too much civil rights, but we fuck with them a little something. And she went out there and got thorough with them, met a lot of people, brought me back a lot of this paraphernalia, a lot of papers, books, and writing. The Panther was included in the Civil Rights Movement, but somehow we got to make room for those guys. I mean, we know we can't follow them as a leadership.
Everybody mute your lines if you're not talking.
There's some black people. And go ahead and let that sister talk, because she can tell us, she can update us on the march and what the activities that were going on Saturday. The whole city of D.C. was lit yesterday. Black Power.
Black Power.
Hi, everybody. How you doing, Black Power? I'm sorry
black
coming
power
in a little bit late.
Fine.
But I was just getting back from the store. I'm going to take up to me some little sceneries. I went yesterday. It was a nice day. It was a movement. It was a real movement in Washington, D.C. I got in touch with a lot of people that are really trying to talk about that reparations and what's going on and what's the next move. I went to Harlem, did the Marcus Garvey, protected our national chairman to the heart, me and Brother Will and Sister Michelle. We did have a good time. Basically, my main thing I've been doing out here is on assignment. I have went down to the federal building, court building. I will be putting a complaint in about our reparations tomorrow. I'm going and putting in SBA. If anybody has any problems with the SBA, with any kind of nonprofit loans, I'm going to them. I'm going to anything that I can get to that can get to the government. The government is the person that says I want. So I just want to say Black Power and just give me all the strength you guys got. Pray for me and keep me going on my little trials and tribulations of our system. Any questions of anybody, you guys could just get in contact with me. I got our email for, it's called For My Black Peeps, New Black Party @gmail.com. If you guys want to get in contact with me on that, I'll also let everybody know I'm coming. So if you got a problem in that city and state or whatever, let's try to get it going. Or I could teach you the movements or all that, but now I'm on the East Coast. So I'm going to be signing on the land, too, on Riverside, too. It's coming up in September. So thank God for that, claiming that land. They're going to let us go put some community centers, some youth centers, some computer labs. We're going to be, from me and Queen Mother True Bay, Black Power, is going to be making it happen and trying to make it things going better. We just need all our queens to get together, put our heads together with our crown rats, our generals and our lieutenants, and let's make it. Black Power. Oh, and I do have one. I got somebody that I have. She should be online. Her name is Miss Ebony. She's out of Spartanburg. She's going to be joining us.
She's
with us, Black Power Queen.
Wonderful.
Black Power.
So she
Black
is
Power,
a cub
Black
for
Power.
Me, and I'm going to be teaching her the rights and the rights and the wrongs, and we're going to be starting to gavel, put our little suits on. You know, we need to start showing up more. We need to start showing who we are. Instead of just me going out there in a suit and dress, I'm going to go out there with that uniform on. I'm going to start doing that because we can't be playing with nothing no more. We are Black revolutionaries. And the main thing for that dictionary, if you look on it and see what the revolutionary is, we're militant. We need to be always militant. We need to always be ready. Queen Mother's getting us together about a manual. We need to start going by that manual. We need to start having quizzes on the manuals. Every week we need to have some kind of exercise group. We just had a meeting the other day and I was so impressed because it was stretches. We're going to do 25 sit-ups. We're going to do 25 this before we go and start talking. I was very impressed. And I just want us to start doing more, you know, because it ain't about us. It's about the people. And in regards to the people don't care. We still get to make a change. We're not going to be like the old Black Panther Party, you know, which was good, but they still didn't make it. So, you know what I'm saying? Now it's time. We better be up here. I'm out here on feet, on a bus. This is free right now. I'm pushing it. Whatever they got to talk about, I'm going to try to do what I can do. And don't think this little panther. I'm saying a little panther. Don't get worried. But I'm not going to worry too hard because God got our back. So if everybody all agree with that, let's all say Black Panthers, and let's all say it together. I am a Black revolutionary.
A Black revolutionary.
And I am.
And I am.
I am.
Who I am.
Black.
A Black Panther.
A Black Panther.
All right, so that's all I got to say for that. But,
Black
but thank you all. Let me finish trying to start
hold
you
minute,
to eat.
I'm hold you a minute there. Queen Goldie,
yes.
Look here. We have to go for the Alpha Pure at Heart and the Alpha Numeric Pure at Heart. But you'll come on Black Power Radio. You're going to have to give up that that email address one more time, your contact information you were trying to give us. I saw a guy way back in the corner. He was in the Android phone. No, he came out of the Paranoid phone group right behind the Androids, and he didn't write your information down. So he'd like
okay,
to have that information one more time.
It's four.
If we can get it.
It's number four. My, M-Y, little, B-L-K, little, peeps, P-E-E-P, P as in Paul, P-E-E-P, new, N-E-W, black, B-L-K, party at gmail.com.
Black Power.
My telephone
now,
number.
Give it just one more time. Straight to, okay, go ahead and give your phone number. This is for the Alpha Numeric Pure Heart. Everybody get your pens ready. Get set. Go.
Ready? 951-605-7435.
Once again, for the Alpha
Numeric. So all together, I'm going to repeat it one more time. For my black peace, new black party at gmail.com. Queen Shanette Goldie at 951-605-7435, and I am the Chief of Command of the IE in Riverside, San Bernardino, California.
Go ahead. Black Power, Black Power. We thank you for the gold.
Black Power.
Sacrifice. Riverside is a city which the attempted assassination of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We're happy to have her serving with us from coast to coast. This is what we're trying to show, Knuckleheaded Zulu Shabazz, how to get these troops going coast to coast, east coast to the west coast to east coast, Chicago down to Houston, Houston black to Atlanta,
yeah,
Atlanta
yeah,
black to Miami, Miami black to St. Louis, St. Louis black to Memphis, and Memphis black to Atlanta again, Atlanta black to Birmingham, connected dots to Shreveport, Louisiana. Is Jermaine online, Black Power? Come on, we can talk
black
about tonight. Black Power. Black Power, thank you, Sister Goldie, for doing an excellent job coast to coast. And we'll always leave a warm spot and a home and leave the lights on for you because you're doing a dynamic job coast to coast. Yes, ma'am. You're doing a dynamic job
thank
coast
you,
to coast. And thank you so much here at Black Power Radio and Black Panthers all over the world. Celebrate your grace and your integrity for assisting us. We took over in New York, and that's where my main man, Karan, is there. Other Black Panthers are there. The goddamn police going to try to come in with a gun. Or we just searched and stripped his ass and told him, you come in here, you're going to leave your goddamn gun in the car somewhere. But you will not bring your fucking gun in here tonight. If you got all of us unarmed, you're the only one in the motherfucker with a gun. That's the equation is unbalanced. You don't need a gun around.
Mm-hmm.
You're too trigger happy to bring your gun around people that are unarmed. And you have a good time on Marcus Messiah Garvey Day. Here you come with a gun. What the fuck is your gun for? Everybody here in love with each other. What's the deal? What's the deal? You want to secure what? What are you in the fuck are you trying to secure? And you got Panthers all over the fucking place. What the fuck? So you understand.
Mm-hmm.
The illogic that they bring to the table, which is the same thing in Staten Island. Actually, what the fuck are you? You going to guard a goddamn crime scene? It's days after the shit is gone, right? You didn't do it.
Can everybody mute their lines, please? Mute your lines, please, if you're not speaking. We got background noise.
To get this no good cracker off the hook, Panther Leon, I believe his name,
that choked Eric Garner to death. They guarding the goddamn crime scene. Are you kidding me? I told him to get the fuck on. Yeah. The Black Panther, if you have to take charge of all Black Panther property in view, you can't be a knucklehead and do this kind of work. You got to know geography to do this kind of work. You got to know militarization of, and how to take over a place and work it in your favor. You have to take command of all Black Panther property in view, which includes
196,940,000 square miles.
God damn it, take charge. Get your drum major instinct going. I'm not the only one told you that. Dr. King told you that. His brother was the greatest organizer, the greatest recruiter of all time. He recruited, they got that thing changed in the South. Dr. King was giving speeches, but this man was organizing on the ground. He was recruiting on the ground. He was keeping the spirit of hope alive for Black people. He was telling them to get some Teflon skin and go in on these crackers. He wasn't telling you necessarily to turn the other cheek. He was saying lift every voice and sing, but goddamn, you better lift every fucking folding chair and swing on the backside of your fucking enemy and upside the head of your goddamn enemy. If you expect to live free in America, you better put up a goddamn good fight. Oh, my. Oh, you got to get it together, America. You can't go to sleep on your own revolution. I just said Black Power, my, and just go get some more people up online. Black Power. Thank you. Thanks, Sister Goldie. Thanks, everyone. Yeah. Sister Joyce is still there with me. Woo!
Back with you.
I knew she was there. Everybody said, I'll go home. Sister Joyce is up in here. And we love you so much, Sister Joyce. We come to Oklahoma City. We'll be at Oklahoma. I mean, within a few days, they got one travel school. We're trying to organize it right now. And I wanted to be there for the night. I can't guarantee it. I got so damn much going on. Sister Zulu Shabazz shit, Rose stuck this nasty little head up in our business. Everybody here pissed off, so don't get it mistaken. Don't get it twisted. He did some shitty little stuff, like putting my name on a fucking poster or something that he said that ain't right. Well, fuck him and what ain't right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, with you and your fucking crew, it means nothing to me at all, because I'm telling you, that's some bullshit. Whatever you writing on me, if it ain't right, it's some bullshit. I'm telling you. And again, I put my life on it right now. I'm not going to bullshit with you, man. Yeah, because you got me fucked up. You got me fucking pissed at you about using my name. I haven't used your name in 3 fucking years. I haven't used your name. And that's why I saw you at the gas station the other day. I started coming, crowning you the piece of steel I had in my bag, but I didn't hit you with it. But I'm saying to you, that's how I feel when I see you, because you're so fucking shitty. That's a fucking crying shame. That's right. You're so fucking shitty. You're dirty. Yeah, you a shitty motherfucker. That's who the fuck you is, man. And that's what you shouldn't have named Black Power. That's real shit. For real motherfucker. Yeah, Black Power.
Black Power.
Everybody get the mic. Get the goddamn mic, please.
Power. I got Black Power. Black Power. Can I interject?
Or Black Power.
Black Power. All right. Give us Black Power from everybody. Come on, y'all. Black Power.
Black Power.
There you go.
Black Power.
All right.
Black Power.
I got my auntie on the line, and she's an old school Black Panther. You dig? So she was, say hi, hello, Black Power, you know.
Black Power.
Yeah. Go ahead, Auntie.
Hello, you guys. I am glad you guys are carrying on the fight. But
thank you.
We got to take Black care
power.
Of our people.
Yes.
Black Power.
You understand? So
yes, ma'am.
Our movement was going on. We were all about building all kinds of things for our people, so we didn't have to ask those white people for nothing. You understand?
Yeah.
And then
yes.
They stole our ideas and say they brought all these 65 programs in, and they're just a bunch of liars. But we already know they're devils and they lie, right? But anyway,
yeah.
We're glad that they still stole our ideas and started. And all the sisters, you know, we worked hard every day, and we made lunches and breakfast for all the children that we didn't want our kids to be hungry. They wanted them to starve, but we saw their ideas. You understand? You got to stand for righteousness. You understand? Take care of our people. set up clinics like we did. You can ask doctors, lawyers, people will volunteer. There's enough black people in this whole world, this United States of America, that we don't need to pay for all of that. And that's what we're all about, the Panther Party. You understand?
Yes, not to
take from our people, but to give and take care of our people and make sure they're provided for. Because, you know, hey, our government is out to kill our people, and we already know that one.
Mm-mm. Oh, Auntie, say hello. Carlos, you on the line?
Carlos, my great nephew?
Yeah, I got my Minister of Information, Barabbas / Carlos on the line. Carlos, you up?
Hey, Carlos.
You might have the
Black Power.
Black Power, Carlos, how are you?
Well, tired, just got off work.
Always work, my brother. Work into the party. Work, work, work. Keep our people together. Stay woke.
You're great, Aunt. Lawrence. Yeah.
Hey, Black Power.
Lawrence, you on here? All right. What's up?
You in that ATL. You in that ATL, Carlos. Carlos, come on now. In the house.
Black Power.
How about your cousin Lawrence, Carlos?
I could barely hear anybody. I don't have my headphones on.
Well, say it again, Lawrence. The Black Power, Lawrence. What's going on? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Where did Lawrence go? I thought Lawrence was on the line. Oh, there you go. All right. Now, you ain't that caught well. Carlos, this is your cousin, Lars. We gonna make this a family affair up in here.
Family,
coach to coach.
That's my son.
Hey,
King Lawrence, you're there.
King Lawrence, that's right.
King Michael, King Lawrence, King Carlos, all of my people.
Yeah. And go Black Power to our National Chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. Welcome to the family, Black Power.
Black Power.
Hey, Akbar, how are you?
He's our host.
Everybody come together with me.
I am.
Come on, y'all. Black Panther.
I am a black revolutionary. Come on, y'all.
I am a black revolutionary. Black power.
So,
black military. Black Hour call at this hour. We're happy to be on Black Power Radio. Happy that you all are here. Everybody from the East Coast, the West Coast, all those in the Central Unit, all those in the ATL of Houston, and Black Women. Shout out to Chris Muhammad. She's got a show going on right now as well. So we'll try to get her on. She's briefing us a lot lately. So we're going to try to pull her down. So y'all continue while we reach out for Chris Muhammad. Black Power.
Black Power. Well, I didn't mean to cut you off, Auntie. I was like, wait a minute. I got Carlos on the line. You got Lawrence online. Hey, Black Power. All right. Well, continue though, y'all, you're showing it down. You giving it.
Hey, Carlos, where you been? You been on the movement? You working hard?
That's all I do.
That's all you do.
Work.
I heard you got it set up down there where you are.
Jermaine? Because I know Carlos had an idea about that. What were you saying about that, Carlos?
Don't believe everything you hear on mainstream media. It's nothing but a race agenda. Plus a gun agenda. That's it.
Well, yeah.
All of a sudden, a white dude told all the white people to leave the store and shoot us the black folks. Really?
It's possible. It happened in Buffalo because we went up there for it. And then they travel for hundreds of miles.
All the time.
They travel hundreds of miles because one black man frequented that store that actually he had an invention where he turned water into gasoline. Yeah. I mean, he power your car with gas, with water. You know, he was one of the people that got killed up in Buffalo, and it's pretty much the same kind of thing, you know. And Sister Joyce, she's right down there in Tulsa where they had the massacre, where we went down there for the 100th anniversary of Black Wall Street, you know, where they – Sister Joyce, you there?
Black with you.
All right, Black Power. I figured why, you know, instead of me giving them an update on Tulsa, it'd be better for you. Yeah, Sister Joyce right there in Tulsa, right? Black Power.
Black Power, y'all. What we got
right here. The old folks say I'm down the road of peace. I'm here in Oklahoma City. But,
well,
damn,
people don't know fucking pity about it, y'all.
But I
if I'm lying, there ain't no bear shit in the woods. There ain't no road lizard down the road. I'm going to tell you
damn.
Right now. I love Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all through there. We're through there. We'll be coming through there shaking, rallying, and goddamn it rolling. All up and down Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, all up and down from all the way out to a place called Ogden, Utah, from Ogden, Utah back to Denver, Pueblo, Colorado. I mean, we be rolling through that joint, man.
He's right there in the alley. Norman, Oklahoma, where they killed that brother while he was jogging.
Yeah,
you know, they killed that brother jogging, and he come around the corner with a car and almost try to run him over first, and then when that don't work, and he approached the car. The white man had a 11-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old in the car with him, and he shot him while he's walking up to the car. And then he's going to claim that the guy had a mental issue. Man had a mental issue. Yeah. He was jogging, you know? So I'm just saying.
Kill him so be
careful down there.
If we didn't kill him, you know? Stone dead, there ain't no deer shit on the snow in the woods, I tell you.
And then
they're not playing. They're not playing around, y'all. Come on.
And they didn't charge him. They didn't charge I call him George Zimmerman Part 2, you know? Yeah. So we have ABBs out on George Zimmerman as well.
We're going to keep this shit up.
I know what the problem is.
We got to do the Montgomery folding chair on their ass. That's the only way you're going to get this shit straight, I'm telling you. You got to bust out on their ass. And get this shit straight. If you got a Montgomery folding chair, and go get one.
The pants
on the folding chair.
Oops, upside your head.
All the pants were hacked.
Now, just think about
on this side.
Think about this. The tax from the folding chair. I mean, it didn't pay Nathaniel Alexander didn't get his money on his patent. So therefore, the tax on the folding chair that's been collected for all the sales of folding chairs since Nathaniel Alexander, that would pay the entire monetary commitment or the request, the demand for reparations. That would pay off the entire note on just the tax money on the goddamn folding chair. Just think about what I'm attempting to try to tell you. Oh, I hope somebody catches on to this power. Somebody should say amen.
Boom shakalaka cracker.
And no hands off Zulu Shabbat. We have to squeeze his back until he said, "Uncle, give up them wicked ass ways and change the scheme, change his thing, change his pattern." If he don't change, then goddamn, we should never take our foot out of his ass. I'm telling you, he is a no good bastard that needs change in his life. Because he come fucking with me, he knows he got something wrong with it. You got to be a fucked up individual to come fucking with me.
He knows that the best
you see me in the squad
thing you ever had is shake your mama's mouth.
Whenever you see me in a squabble, you know goddamn well that motherfucker came and started a squabble with me, and that's why we at war with the shit. Until he get goddamn it straight. I know I'm straight. My staff and constituents can tell you that I'm straight. His staff, he don't even talk to all of his staff. He won't call himself a leader. He don't even talk perfect. That's abuse of power. He's abusing Darrell Hawkins. He's abusing this man. In 2023, he's using Panther power. He's abuse of Panther power, abusing my brother, the grown-ass Darrell Hawkins. He took the defense position to give to King J. Just think about King J. A such abuse as King J. Give him the leadership over Darrell. Have him telling Darrell what to do. Then he took it from Darrell, and again, when King J defected or whatever, and took it from Darrell and give it to Ozone. And the shit was so fucking raggedy, that's why all them people went down right there. And then he ended up, I don't know if he had to kill, did Ozone kill anybody? I think his guy went down. He did.
The cop. That might have been set. I think that was set up because it was a rookie cop. But it was another cop with him.
He
came from down there just like he was gonna do something. He didn't do nothing.
He don't go to no fucking funerals. He don't take care of people behind the wall. He don't do nothing. But he's a bougie. That's what Crystal Muhammad just gave me. He said the show tomorrow we should entitle after we discussed it. She said we should be called Black Power versus the petty bougie Negro or the bourgeois Negro. Black Power versus the petty bourgeois Negro. And that was Zulu Shabazz become a petty bourgeois Negro. He got nigger rich, and he just flexed his little money to buy power over the Panthers. You want to buy a national chairman position. You good out here, earn you a goddamn Black Panther national position. And you won't feel guilty. You be walking around ducking everybody and avoiding all these circumstances. Don't come to wherever you know I'm coming. He going to duck that shit. Cause he know I'll come and put some foot in his ass on some real shit. He's a dirty motherfucker. That's who he is. Oh, but we got
just come humble.
Right
he
tonight.
Need to come humble.
Oh, we got it right.
And try to
got the right one, baby. Yeah.
Let the truth decide.
It's a must that I
all
got
the truth.
Yeah,
we get all the truth to the stadium. We get all the truth to the stadium, and we will go and let the truth let them know who the real deal is. You know. Who talks to you and who don't? Who texts you and who calls you? Who is with you and who ain't? Who's there after 1 o'clock in the afternoon after you done stirred the fucking fire a little bit, you know, just stoke the fuck out the fire and leave? No. Leave us there to handle the flames. Basically, we just walk through the flames. We march through the flames, as a matter of fact. Anyway. I just want to throw that in there. Get all the troops in the stadium and let them say, now, what we going to do here is we're going to have one answer. That's it. It's freedom or death patch. That's it. You know, go with the blue patch. That's cool. Go with the red patch. That's fine. Go with the orange and the yellow and the purple and the got the gold and the blue. And it's the only one patch, the freedom or death patch, and that's us. You know, and we've already got with Crystal Muhammad, and that's another freedom of death patch right there. So everybody's going to stay the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Black power.
Freedom of death. What it calls honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, red, black, and green. And what colors the honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad is red, black,
red,
and green.
Black,
what are the colors
green.
The honorable Elijah Malik Ashabar Malcolm X. What are the colors of Malcolm X? Red, black, and green.
Black,
now, how
green,
you
going
to make the black nation rise? We're going to agitate. We're going to educate.
Organize.
How are you going to make a black nation rise? We're going to agitate. We're educate.
Educate all that Kwame Ture.
These guys, they disrespect Kwame Ture. They're worthless pieces of shit. They should be shook in the shade tree and shoveled into the shit house. They're not worth a damn, not worth the scam, and no thank you, ma'am.
This is just the bullshit that we've been put under. But we're going to shake you everywhere but loose tonight. You're on Black Power Radio. Black Power, Black Power.
That's right. Black Power.
Black Power. You're right on
Black Power.
Oh, we love you so much. Don't you know we love you so much? Black Power, the Black Nation. We love you at Black Power Radio. We'll give you more of what you listen to radio for. Actually, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid, Twitter, Glitter, Facebook, No Look, and the whole goddamn fucking nine yards. And that's the other piece you got, what?
Landline.
Linked out without a doubt. You got Instagram with no motherfucking ham. I'm going to tell you, you ain't got no stamp. We can do this.
We got landline.
We rock that fucking mic. And no air in that. We rock that goddamn mic. I'm going to pass it on, but I love y'all so much. And just keep showing yourself love. The best love.
Who you got in the call queue? You might have some people in the call queue.
The Almighty God of all the world. It said that love is the most precious gift you could possibly give. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. We give unconditional love here at Black Power Radio. And the Black Panther love we teach right here, that the Black Panther love is the greatest love of all. So keep loving yourself, loving your black beautiful self, and loving the Black Power Radio, loving the Black Panther, and loving this movement, and moving it forward notch by notch, degree by degree. We shall be successful with one God, one aim, and one destiny, Black Power, Black Power. And forward ever, and backwards never. Stay together with me. Forward ever and backwards.
Forward
never.
Ever. Backwards
and
never.
Backwards, no. Forward ever.
Forward ever.
And backwards,
backwards
never.
Never.
Forward ever.
Forward ever.
And backwards never.
And backwards never.
Black power, black power.
Black power. I feel like as a psychologist, if I was a psychologist, I'd say he's calling out for help. Because he knows, he didn't say nothing about nobody. He just said, if you call him and talk to him, text me. It's like, okay, you don't even have the privilege to call him. Just text him. So everybody that he said that to needs to call us right now and then text him. So, no, they ain't going for that shit, you know. So they're on a righteous holy revolutionary path. Yeah. So, you know, that's different. You know? Okay, Queen Shonette, hold on. All right, Queen Shonette, you black on the line with us?
Yep, I'm Black Power.
All right, Black Power.
I just got a call, you guys. I'm sorry to disturb, but I just got a call from Star Magazine. He was one of the gentlemen I met yesterday, Mr. Price. He wants to do a edit on us. I don't know what to say to him about it.
National Chairman, would you on that?
National Chairman?
Well, he did tell us to hold it down for a minute, so he might have stepped away for a moment.
Okay, he's calling me right back. I'll call you right back.
Pass it right there. Pass it to each panel. What you do your part, and then I do my part, of course, and then Black Lightning get a push. Dr. Truth Bay is, you know, Justice, here's the National Chief of Staff, and let him talk to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get him virtually or if you get him live, if, you know, where is he located? Did he tell you? I got to tell you where he's located.
I think she clicked over to speak to him. All right. And Sister Goldie will be black. She's still in with us, but she clicked over to talk to the guy that wants to.
Oh, okay.
What's she saying?
And just tell him, talk to everybody, and there it is, you know. Let the pieces fall with it, man. We ain't caught up on no interviews yet. The interview don't make you or break you. Believe me, it's your work that makes it break you out. The work that you put in at that interview is good for getting your propaganda, your message out But again, that interview will not make you, will not break you. But what will make you break you is your work. And you put your work in. Just do the goddamn work. And the interview just going to come. That's just part of the work. Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. I'm trying to look, see who up in here. I see Ty Nitty down there. What are you doing, man? Let me see. I'm trying to get.
Ty Nitty, where you at?
I don't know. I'm looking for Ty Nitty now, man. I saw him earlier. He's an all-scout, without a doubt. Ty Nitty, what it's all about. What is that, Ty Nitty? Ty Nitty, Ty Nitty. He in the Wicked City. We got a Ty Nitty.
Yeah, we got the sister Ebony right down there in the same spot, down in Spartanburg.
Yippee-yi-yo, guys. Yippee-yi-yo, guys.
She's fast. And training
there. Up in here. Up in here. Got him up in there somewhere. Let's see. I missed that one. I missed the wrong. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, y'all. Let's see, we're going to try that one more time. I'm going to try this Ty Nitty one more time. You ready for it? 864-864-864-864-804. Ty Nitty blocking the house. We're trying to call in.
I got another Spartanburg on the line with us, but, you know, she already chimed in.
We got us some time in here, what? I don't know, it might be his line or mine, but I'll make sure. But that's sure he's supposed to be live. You're live on Black Power Radio. Any kind of way connected to Ty Nitty. All right, I'm going to let y'all roll and rock and talk to get back. I'm going to go try him another way. Black Power, we got Ty Nitty?
Black Power.
Black Power, I'm going to try another way. Black Power, go ahead. Is sister talk? Go ahead, sister. Black Power.
Sister Ebony. Black Power. Auntie, where you at?
I'm here.
All right. That was good. Good to always got so much Black Panther, Black Power knowledge. So I just wanted to just kick back and see what you had to give us. Because this definitely on there with a school from South Carolina. Hey, Auntie, where you at again? You can tell the people what part of
I'm at the border of Mexico and Texas, the RGB, the one that they tell all of y'all don't come down here because the Mexicans is killing us all, but that's a lie. Don't believe it. Like Carlos say, don't believe that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't believe the news. We live in peace and harmony and having a good time and getting all the money.
I know y'all was down in Oklahoma, too, so that's why I thought maybe sister that's in Oklahoma might hook up with I used to always say nephew when they were little. Speedy, and where's Speedy at? You on there, Speedy?
And he's in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Well, you still on with us?
He might have left.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, man,
what happened
to
Jermaine?
How did
you get Jermaine back? Y'all didn't get Jermaine?
I don't know. He jumped. He might have fell off, though. Let me check with him. He might have just fell off, you know.
And didn't they do that?
Yeah.
The damn thing.
But,
again,
I cut him off in the middle of the stream. Hold on. Let's see if I can get him.
Let's get him where he can fit in. Yeah. Well, all right, y'all. Feast on. Just feast on filming now. Right, I'm filming now. Rock in the middle of the rumble, y'all. Yeah.
Well, right here at Black Power Radio, we're thanking you for joining us tonight. Our vast listening and participating audience is always here on Sunday afternoons, full of energy. Actually, this started out as a woman's show for a Sunday, and the women are, I guess, restructuring, reorganizing, and they will be black on this hour. So we're getting a commentator lined up that's going to take it every Sunday and roll them some Black Power Radio.
They having a storm.
Before, Monday night, we'll be rocking Black Monday night show, Black Power and the Petty Bourgeois Negro. And we'll be rocking
Black
that
Power,
on
Black Power.
Black Power, you get that?
Jermaine, they having a storm down there where he's at down there in Louisiana. So he's going to call me back. He's lost his signal.
Sounds great, great. All good.
Yeah. I remember the song. Show them.
Yeah.
No, they need it.
Yeah.
So what we
That's
have, the last count that I looked at was 531 unarmed black folks that got killed in America. You know? Yeah. I mean, that was just the last count. I mean, shoot, that I'm sure that goes up every day. You know? Yeah. Shoot. Like,
so nothing has changed, huh? Nothing has changed. I'm 70 years old, nothing's changed. It's been going on all my life. So what's new? Oh, y'all get to see it on the internet now? Oh, before it was a big secret. Come on, people, stay woke. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. They've been killing us all the time. They hung us to the tree. Nina said strange fruit. They cut them. Come on, y'all know that. That's been going on forever, ever since they brought us over here. The sad part is, you know why they so upset? Why they want to kill us? They brought us over here. We built a doggone country, and you know what happened after that? They didn't want us anymore. They didn't need us anymore. But you know what? We're not an immigrant. They don't know how to get us back out of here. They can't deport us.
How about that?
Now.
Yeah.
I live with it because we running things.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, no. So.
So they're going to keep on killing us. Nothing's changed. They've been killing us ever since we've been here.
And they justify it.
Yep. Every day of their lives. Send our babies to the outstairs.
Get the sisters involved, brothers. But we ain't playing. We know what's up. And she says she's 70. I'm 73. So, sister, I've watched just maybe a little longer than you have, but you're 135,000% correct.
Nothing's changed.
They don't feel that they need us any longer, and they don't know what else to do with us. And they don't want us. They don't want to. So they just decided that let's just start killing them. And not
kill
only
them. That's all they said. Kill them. We can't deport them. They ain't no immigrants. They're immigrants. They came over here as immigrants. Not us.
We didn't ask. Hey, honey, they chopped off our feet. They put brand. They wanted us here, or they at least thought they did. At least they needed us here. But they would
they
chop
needed
off
us to build their country.
They would put brands on us. They would put all kind of lashes on our backs if we even decided that we wanted to make a move off the plantation. So no, it's not the. The methods haven't even changed that much. They may not change. But you know what? They're not getting these guns. They're not getting these guns to go out and hunt deer, buffalo, or moose. Those guns are for us.
You better believe it. You better get your gun.
I'm a country girl. I was raised in the country. I was born in the country. I was country before country was cool. But let me tell you something. I know that those guns not for deer hunting. Cause you
better get your own gun.
In the heat, you wouldn't have any meat. So you know.
There you go,
We got. I'm 100% with you. I'm tired of seeing us die.
She said 500 been killed. I was like, wow. That's a little number right there. They've been killing us ever since we got here.
I can't,
so like, they don't need us no more.
Necessary.
You better believe it. So anyway, I don't know. Nothing's changed. It is worse. It's gotten worse and stayed the same. We can't celebrate birthdays because when we were on the plantation, everybody, they gathered us all out there together so that if it was your birthday, especially a black male, they hung him on the tree and castrated him, cut his penis while saying happy birthday. So you want to know why we don't celebrate birthdays, big celebrations? We've been drilled. You get killed on your birthday. That's what you get for your birthday.
And then, listen,
y'all say whoa.
They go pick a nigga. They call it pick
me. We better stick together. We better stick together so we can fight them off. But I'm telling you, seriously, I love when they did that in Alabama. Montgomery, I said, that's finally it. My people understand. It's one of them, and it's all of us. Now, why are you standing up there filming and watching them kill my brother? That's somebody's child. That's somebody's husband. That's somebody's daddy, somebody's uncle. And you still scared of these white people? Shoot their ass. You stand there and watch them kill somebody, talk about how many people have been killed. I hate that. I don't want to hear about it. Stand for righteousness. Stop letting them kill our people. We're not that gullible. We're not that stupid. God made us very ingenious people. Kill them. Kill them. Seriously. Stop standing there watching all that. That drives me insane. I don't even look at it anymore. It's worse. It's worse than when I came up. We fought them. We wasn't afraid of them. Let's kill them all. They got a gun. I got a gun, too. So what? Let's shoot.
How about that? Yeah.
That's a lot of black power. I'm trying to unmute my mic if I'm trying to get through. It's my own mic, and my mic is clear. Hey, so we thank everyone for their input. And if there's anybody else out there that we left out tonight, anybody has something that's of monumental importance, know that we're going in on the backside of Malik Zulu Shabazz tonight, especially in the way of avoidance. Why do black revolutionaries avoid certain people and certain contacts? Because of their hypocrisy, because of their inconsistency, and because we are real black revolutionaries. And on these records, we have to we have to bring the truth, brother and sister. We cannot be cowards. We must bring the truth. And
I got Brother Jermaine back on the line, too, by the way.
You got him back in there? Well, let him go before we drop this. And we're going to paraphrase our 10-point platform on this guy, Zulu Shabazz. Yeah, because he has done so many ungodly things in front of me that I have nightmares about this kind of guy leader of anybody, anywhere. He can't lead one-year-old, two-year-old. He can't lead himself across the street with a drink of water and a tuna fish sandwich to his mama, and his mama lived right across the street. He's that dysfunctional. So don't get it twisted, brothers and sisters. It's not the Zulu Party. It's the Black Panther Party. He tried to railroad and take over behind Doc Hughes his money and buy him a chairmanship. You can't buy loyalty, man. This is the Panther belongs to the people. You cannot be that scatterbrained or that up your own ass to not recognize that you're a lawyer and you can't take leadership over a militant organization. That's a sheer stupidity, man. That's riding under the radar because nobody wanted to check your ass. If you hadn't fucked with me, I would have never checked your ass. But you fuck with me. It's a muck that I fuck with you. Slim? Black power. Black power.
Power. Oh, Brother Jermaine, if you'd like to finish left off earlier when we had people, you know, chime in like that, you know, let me cut you off. If you want to continue where you left off, that'd be good.
Okay. Yeah, I want to talk about y'all excuse the noise in the background. It's thunder and lightning. It was burning up hot. That's how it does in the summertime and the heat, I guess. But yeah, I want to speak about what I spoke of earlier about, man, just so many injustices still going on here in Shreveport, but it looks like there is a little glimmer of hope now, a little light at the end of the tunnel, glimmer of hope. As far as what this recent Department of Justice investigation has done on our local police department here in Shreveport, those findings definitely is a start, definitely a good start. But they're still have yet to investigate these officer involved shootings, things of that nature, and then holding our corrupt mayor accountable, not just accountable, but hold him accountable for the crimes he committed. How is it that he's staying silent, knowing that these unauthorized pay increases, under the table deals, are happening amongst your council, which you sit on, which you see him every week on the council, and this is happening. And the last question. What happened to the COVID money? We know fully goddamn well, you all know what happened to that COVID money, that American Rescue Plan money. There is no way in the world these people in this city should be struggling with rent, getting evicted, being homeless, sleeping on the bridges, you know what I'm saying? So this yet has to be discovered of what people are not speaking of in the COVID-19 money, you know? So.
Yes, sir. We were actually talking about that ARPA loans last week, Sister Truth Bay on here. Uh-huh. Yeah, because different organizations like ours, we eligible for some money, you know, for real. I don't know how much, but anyway, go ahead. Go through, brother.
Yeah, on top of that. Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up real quick. I know it's already a discussed topic, but then also just mainly the things that's happening here in our city. I want to alert everybody. If you're a banker with Wells Fargo, I strongly suggest you get your money out and transfer it to another bank. I don't see them in any forest going with existence any longer. There's hundreds of thousands of people's accounts have been frozen. These people can't even get money out to pay upcoming rent or upcoming mortgages. I feel this particular bank company needs to be face massive lawsuits from customers right now, because there's no way in the world and they're claiming, first they lied and said it crashed, which you know it didn't, and now what's happening is these people can't get their money out. Customers who've been banking with Wells Fargo for years no longer is able to get in their accounts, and you know this is unacceptable, and it all goes right back to again. You know, these people working, these higher ups in these corporations and things of that nature in our country, that's about this. Yeah. So I'm just here.
Son, Wells Fargo's been stealing from our people ever since they've been in existence. They've opened accounts with our names on it. But this has been going on for a while. Why would you put your money there? We got too many black banks supporting our own people. That's what we need to do.
That's right.
You don't want blood money from COVID. COVID was made to kill all our people. Do you understand that? You guys got to stay woke. The COVID was sent out there to destroy. Who did they say it was killing first? Black people. Because why? We didn't have enough vitamin D. What a bullshit statement that you make. We're born in Africa where the sun shines brighter than anything. Are you crazy? We're not stupid. We're killing your people. I don't want their blood money. And we're Panther people. We don't want their blood money. We set them up to take care of our own people. That's a game that the government does so that we can keep eating out their little pots and they can keep on feeding us and killing us. We got to stop being stupid. Stay woke, people. Stay woke. Put your money over there. Wells Fargo been doing this for a long time. I'm glad they're going under. I'm glad Tyson Food is going under. They put
Bank
all the
GMO
in the chicken and killed everybody. So stop supporting these people.
That's
Bank of America, too.
Are here to kill black people. That's all they are.
That's right. Bank of America, too. You know?
Yes, all those are alerted to that.
They don't know how to get us out of this country, so they're going to kill us. I keep telling y'all. We're not immigrants. They can't deport us. So they said put it all in their food. Put it in their shampoo. Take all their money. And it's amazing how all the Asian people, they say we don't have money. But it's one of their businesses on every corner in a black neighborhood, and we support them. We're not that stupid, but you want our black dollars? Stop giving it to them. Stop giving it to them. I don't give them nothing. Stop. I'm not going to pay you to hate me. I'm not going to pay you to mistreat me.
That's right. That's right.
We're black people. We're powerful. We're beautiful. We're intelligent.
Yes.
So we got to stop supporting all of that. The government is set up to destroy us. Our government hate us. They don't know how to get us out of their country. They use us. They don't want us here anymore. But we got to stop being stupid. I'm telling you guys, stay woke. Pay attention. And that stuff with Trump and all of them, that's just diversions for all of the crooked underhand, the stuff they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
In 1982, I started working for corporate America, Ford Motor Company. They said, welcome to corporate America. I was like, what is that? They said, oh, you don't know it's two Americas? I said, no. They said, it's the United States of America. It's corporate. We run this country. Any bill we want passed, any law, we pay under the table, cash money to all of those senators and congressmen that they pass it. All the government. We're not stupid. I was like, oh, my God, I'm with a bunch of gangsters. I work for gangsters. And that's all it is. They've been doing this for many years.
Mm-hmm.
To benefit them, they pass that. Stay woke. Why do you want your money in Wells Fargo? I would never give them 50 cents. Shut it down. God is shutting it down. Shut it down, Wells Fargo. He's shutting down a whole bunch of them.
There's
a lot of countries over there, Germany, China, buying a whole bunch of companies in this United States. You better pay attention to what's going on. Worried about Wells Fargo. Find your black bank. Put your money in there. Stick together, black people. Then we have power. We have black power then. Black power, people.
Black power.
That's what we have. That's what we're here for. Right here. Yeah. They just bad because we're more intelligent than them, and they can't run it. They hate it. They hate the fact that we are stronger, wiser, beautiful. We do everything. We're so ingenious. We create everything. And yet and still, they don't understand how to get rid of us. So they say, just kill them. Just take all their money and kill them. But we fall for the trick. Stop falling for it. Anyway, I'm going to have to get off of here because I got to finish my hair because I got somewhere to go tomorrow morning. Braid it up, my sisters and brothers. Not no relaxing. Natural. All natural. I love you guys. Well, stay woke, people. Stay woke. It's about taking care of our people. You understand? Black power.
Black
power. Black power.
Is she gone? Oh, well.
I had written
a paper some years ago, back in 1984 to be exact. And it's entitled Justice for the Black Man in America. And I was going to see if I could take time to read this paper that I had written to the sister and to the rest of us as well. And if you got time, I would love to read it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
Justice for the Black Man in America. Justice in America for the black man will never be as long
right.
as we remain a part of the white system. In order for there to be justice, we will have to establish our own rules, regulations, and in general, our own form of government. We will
right.
have to become a country within a country. We will have to write our own constitution. Establish our own Bill of Rights and strive to enforce any law or amendment we introduce. Justice will never be for the black man in America as long as we are considered second-class citizens and have to strive to attain even that level of citizenship. There is no justice in a country for a race that has to have organizations that enable them to survive and keep another race in check. As long as there are societies that practice hate towards these people, how can there be justice? Inasmuch as we allow money and power to dominate our lives and call us to betray one another, how can we expect justice? There will be no justice for the black men in America as long as we remain our own worst enemy. There will be no justice as long as we remain ignorant and choose to ignore the fact that we are living in an unjust society. Mm-hmm. As long as we strive to be carbon copies of a society that has never and will never accept us as equal, we cannot expect justice. I infer it is time for soul searching. It is time for all mankind to make one last determination as to their priorities. If you want me to continue to give my blood, sweat, and tears, literally speaking, my life, for a country that has never and continues to practice hatred and scorn and humility and has never cared for me, we have to become closer as one and strive to make ourselves heard. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Black power.
Black power. Black weekend.
Black power. This is just, oh, my God, that was powerful, sister. And that was motivating, and it was just motivating. Thank you, sister, for that. The only thing that I would add to that is thank you, Black Lightning, for bringing me on to share with Sister Joyce and those of us listening at the sound of my voice that those three young men that were shot and killed in Franklin, Florida, those three young black people that was killed in Franklin, Florida, where this white cracker came 40 miles to go to a black college only to be turned down that he can't come on the campus, and then decided to go to a dollar store, and kill three of our people just for the color of their skin. And yet yesterday, Dr. Martin Luther King was at the monument in Washington, D.C., and said these words, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be wrong, but I got to be strong when I get it on the topic of, I want this country to not judge my kids by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. It is that character that we're talking about as black African Americans. It is that character that we're talking about when we talk about how we were the first best friends white folks ever had for over 50 years, for over 500 years, giving them free labor and making this the richest country in the world through cotton. That was the number one commodity, the number one industry, along with tobacco. So don't tell me that after 500 years, you're still being greedy, stingy, and selfish, and not giving it to the needy. We don't need, if only you had left us alone, if only you would leave us alone, just leave us alone, and we can get it on. But every time I turn around, I find that when we are being self-empowerment in various countries or various cities throughout the United States, you burned us down just like you did with Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you're in denial to this day. That's why we must say we got to go federal A. We got to go federally and succeed, and we want reparations to the day we die. We deserve reparations to the day we die.
Why? Because you gave it to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Mary, Betty, and Sue, and we were the first ones that did it to do. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody, because we're qualified, we're bona fide, and we're certified. And there's nobody more qualified, bona fide, and certified than those that are listening to the sound of my voice. And that's why we must do what Sister Joyce said in every way, shape, form, and fashion. But that was a little bit more action that I had to add to Sister Joyce's powerful monologue. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And
hey, I'm
so
loving it.
More.
I'm loving it, brother. I'm loving it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Black power.
I'm too near you not to hear you.
Black power, black power.
Black power, black power. Is that Akbar?
Black power. Who's that right there? Who's that right there, right there?
Yeah, hey, Akbar, this big money. Hey, man. I'm sorry, I didn't get that information to you, man.
No.
The only reason why I didn't get that information to you is because Black Lightning didn't give me the hookup.
This is Professor Money Griff. We're dealing with
yes,
a guy
sir.
Here.
No,
a
not
renegade.
Professor. Not Professor. I don't know if I would go as far as say Professor. We're going to have to let the professor be the professor. I'm
one,
just going to have to be
professor
Big Money.
One Professor Griff deserves another.
No, don't know.
Yeah,
give Professor Griff. Professor Griff is due.
Now, Big Money Griff.
Yeah,
we
got to go with
Big
Money Griff.
Over here.
There's a Big Money Griff,
money
and there's a Professor Griff.
Yeah, that's a big money.
That's how we're going to have to do that one. We're going to have to call
big
it like we
big
call
as
it like
in,
we see it.
Big as a slam dunk
exactly
ball without even jumping too high.
Yeah, that's
I went
exactly
out there today, man. I went out to Venice Beach. There's no place like Venice Beach, guys.
Not
no place like Venice
is
Beach.
Is that the biggest beach in Los Angeles?
Yes, sir.
And
what was
I
ironic about it, Akbar, is that I ran into a homeboy that knew me when I was 17, 18, 19 years old. And he's a movie star out here. He does the same kind of movie to give you a better perspective as to where I'm coming from so you can understand where, if you ever seen Mission Impossible, and you seen
yes,
that brother that played in Mission Impossible, that's who he
yeah,
looks like. And that's
Peter,
who he acts
Peter
like.
Gray.
And that's
and
how he acts like.
Is it Mars something? Let me see. Peter
I don't know, but
I know he went out on that
cocaine. I know he went out. They all them actors go out on that cocaine. We can't. But see, that's what we got to do. We got to be strong. We got to be strong.
But how long the brother been gone?
Oh man, it's been damn near 20 years.
Mm-mm-mm. That's something to think about, man. There's so much going on out here right now, Professor Griff, man. Or Professor Money, or Big Money Griff. There's so much going on that. Man, you just got to realize that we got to step to this opposition with some devastation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Akbar, that's what I'm saying. The one thing that Al Sharpton was missing at his rally in D.C. was reparations. He talked about every damn thing else but reparations. And Dr. King said, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. King said these words. We're also here for a cashier's check that came back insufficient funds.
Yeah.
Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. I'm at a little barbecue yesterday, and this brother that claimed he's from Alabama, but really he's L.A., had the nerve and the audacity to say, well, you're not going to get reparations for another 25 years. I said, how do you know? And then he said,
about.
And then he said, then he had the nerve to say, well, even though Al Sharpton said it's not a commemoration, it's a continuation. I said, well, that's what we're talking about, the continuation for reparation. No, that wasn't his number one topic. I said, we ain't talking about no one number one topic. We're talking about whether he said it or not, and this is and Al Sharpton said this was a continuation instead of a commemoration. Oh, you know I got livid, Joyce. You know I got livid on that, Negro. But I stayed cool. I stayed cool. But at the same time, he gonna say to me, well, Big Money, you know there's a station where I see where black people are saying they 40 blacks for 45. I said, well, that ain't nothing but a cult. They ain't nothing but in a cult. No, we ain't gonna call it a cult. We call it mental. What did he say? Something about they damaged or the same thing as damaged, but he didn't say that. Stuck on stupid, something like that. Anyway.
What? Well, I can't fucking age.
You're stuck in stupid. I have a little thing that I have wrote, but I ain't going to read it all. If y'all don't mind. Just a piece of it, because it says no reparations, no vote. Cut the check or no vote. Hell no. That's the hook. And
the hook should be you give me reparations and you don't have to worry about getting my vote. You can have my vote if you give me reparations. That's the hook for the white folks and the black folks. That's the hook. You give me reparations, I'll vote for you. When I see your check mark or when I see your box, when I go up to vote, because I'm a registered voter in America, in my particular district, if you want to say your district, but I'm a registered voter. And as a registered voter, when I see your name, I either give you a check mark or not. Now, you make the choice. You give me reparations, and I'll give you my check mark.
That's right. No reparations, no vote.
There you go.
Yep. But I just wrote a little something trying to write around it. That's all. But we got the green light to fight. F around and find out. All right. Tonight, because Alabama. And see, no more neon. But I cleaned it up. Got a lot of ladies on the line. I got my auntie on the line too. See, no more knee on the neck. This Big Money Griff auntie. No more knee on the neck. Can't breathe. Black folks unite. Wait a minute. Let me start this over. Just can't believe we got so weak at the knees. Grandpa and them had the 38s and the shotguns ready. You better not mess with Grandma Maddie or Auntie Betty. See, I know you love that one, Auntie. Says, let's keep it real. You better have kryptonite bullets, black man of steel. Okay, well, you couldn't make it with the – I'm going to leave that part out. Let's see, follow us and get trained up. Mess with us and get stained up. Join us or get back. Join us or get back. Raise up and get smacked. I read that for somebody at the time, but and let me catch my comrades' cars playing, chucking and jiving, photo op, whooping. I'm just saying, stop playing. No reparations, no vote. Such a
That's
check
right.
Or vote. Or no vote. Hell no. Say, I take my orders from God, not from man. I come locked and loaded. You're done. You're through. They'll never know which side on I'm carrying on my hip until I pull it out and let the mother rip. Van Winkle. Anyway, I'm going to stop on that one.
You can do it. You can that we can include that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Say old school. Okay, well, I'm gonna throw this last one in there. Old school black mane. Feel what I'm saying? We keep prayed up because God is gonna lift us up. Keep your blood money. They can't even bribe us off. Now what the F? I ain't joking. Shit ain't funny. Say there's no women. There's some women. There's some shit you just can't corrupt. That's what's up. and I'm going to leave it at that. Black power.
Okay. Black power.
I got more to come next week with the beat behind me. I tried to call my guitar player, but he was doing a concert or something. He might have had his headphones on, jamming out, doing his Steve Vai, Jimi Hendrix, Carlos Santana thing.
Black power. Yes, sir, black power. Yeah, that can be included. That can be included. I don't have no problem with that. I don't know about the main course meal, though, but it can be included.
Yeah, you know? See, Grandpa, main thing was like, see, Grandpa and them, they wasn't playing it. They wasn't going to let you mess around with the kids and stuff like that there, you know, or one of theirs. And you damn sure better not be putting your hands on, like I say, Grandma Maddie or Aunt Betty, or that'll get you done. That'll get you done. We'll be drawing straws on who get to beat you up, so we was fair about it.
There you go, Black Lightning. And what I would add with that is that if you don't know your history, then you're destined to repeat it. But you got to say it. You got to repeat it right now so that we spread the word, what you heard, on how we need to strategize. If you don't know your history, then you're destined to repeat it. That means Ron DeSantis. That means Arkansas, whatchamacall. Even though you want to strip us of getting credits for African-American history, and not give us credits when we get ready to transfer to a higher learning, we're letting you know that you can do that, but you're not going to stop that because you know and I know that if you don't know your history, then you're destined to repeat it, and our kids are going to know their history. They're going to know the blood, sweat, and tears that Sister Joyce talked about. They're going to know about the hanging. They're going to know about how you cut our women's stomachs open to where the babies could flow out. They're going to know that you had to cut off our private parts because we had long dicks and fingers and stuff. They got to know that you did everything you could to destroy our meaning, mold, and mores. And we still are thriving. We still are here. And we're not going anywhere. And in spite of this adversity that happened in Franklin, Florida, we're going to let you know that it's time for them to receive, if they don't submit their own demise by killing themselves, they're going to do some serious time like them motherfuckers that tried to break into the White House and take over the vote, something that is precious to us. And we're the ones that's talking about the vote. And if you want Al Sharpton, if you want Trump in that office, no reparations, no black vote. Now give us our black vote. Give us your vote and get us reparations, and you can have my vote, and you can stop this man from being a dictator in controlling this country and killing all of us out. We're not going to let him self-destruct us. We'll get you one way or another, coming or going. Anyway, I got you get me started, Black Lightning. Don't
yes,
do
sir.
That.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
Go Come
for
on,
it, brother.
Don't do
yes,
that.
Sir.
Now.
And we
on,
were talking
brother.
About the slanderous use of our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar's name by Malik Zulu Shabazz. He really ain't say anything. He just said, if y'all call him, text me. In other words, we are callable. What does that say? That say a lot.
We're employable.
We're employable and we're employers. And we always looking for a few good men and women to join the ranks. But I'm just saying, he ain't really saying anything. Just put names out there, and always, as always, he's gonna always, if he see if he see fit to put the national champion name on there, he put mine right beside it. I don't know what he does. He realize he's actually helping my situation? Because everybody will look and say, wait a minute, now what's up with this guy? Say, oh, he the real revolutionary. Oh, really? So why is his name on there? So let me call him and find out what's up. And then text this guy and tell him he called me, if you would, if you don't mind. Just let him know we talked. And I said, the problem is we need to all unite.
That's right.
As we were, as the Army say, as we were, you know, as we were with Hashim and Zynga, as we were under Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, you know, a strong black military, as we still New York, as we still command New York, and all the way to Los Angeles through you guys, you know. I mean, you comrades and cadres. So it's growing. It's going to spread like wildfire to the ones that don't know. And the ones that do know, they already know the bullshit that's going on behind their ranks. But they're a little, I will say one thing, at least they don't talk about it. Not in public, you know. They, you don't have money, but you owe me $35. Who cares? Not the revolution. So I'm just saying, when all the people decide enough, and say we're not out here for no photo ops, we ain't out here to impress nobody. We're out here to actually impress the authorities and the powers that be, that enough is enough for our people. Now, I mean, you know, we're going to get the paycheck through Big Buddy Griff and the California Reparations Committee. But as in the meantime,
you gotta make that happen, man. Black power.
Yes,
gotta
sir.
Make that happen, man.
And
yeah,
in,
man,
the,
mean,
but
happen,
in the meantime,
man.
we got to have a black military to protect it. Otherwise, they'll do the same thing they did in Black Wall Street, which is burn it all to the ground as soon as some of us decide, well, you know what comes with reparations? Repatriation. Let's get up out of here.
That's right. I was just shocked that Al Sharpton didn't bring that up. Yesterday.
And I like the way Ms. Joyce put it too. That's been my dream right there.
The one thing that he missed. He missed that yesterday, man. That was a big deal, Akbar. But we know what time it is.
Al Sharpton wants to be on MSNBC. If he starts talking reparations, he won't be on MSNBC.
Yeah.
I ain't thinking about Al Sharpton.
You hit the nail on the head there.
You know what pissed me off with Al Sharpton? Because I don't know if it's true or not. I didn't do that much research. But our event planner did. You know, when we went to register our name, the New Black Wall Street at Oklahoma, when we went to register our name just before we were to go to Tulsa for the recognition of that massacre, we got denied, brothers and sisters. We got denied because some company had come along and bought up the Black Wall Street. So anyone who used the Black Wall Street name had to go to them and pay them so much money in order to use Black Wall Street. Now, we need to declare a moratorium on that name. Any of us should be able to use the name Black Wall Street. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, they wouldn't allow us to register the name now. If we would have done it prior to, I think it was in June it went into effect. But we may have put in our application maybe end of June, early July. We got denied. So we went about the doing some research. Now, he didn't put it under that news network thing and all like that, no. He didn't put it under that other name he goes by. He designed a new name. The owner was Al Sharpton.
Oh, no.
Yes, indeed.
Don't tell me.
He didn't put up there and bump up. He ain't no better than Trump.
as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no, Joyce, don't tell me that.
And I'm, like I said, I'm a country girl. I'd be the first to repent if it's a lie, but we were denied because of this company, and that company was owned by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Stop it.
That's why he ain't gonna mention reparations. He ain't trying to lose his spot on MSNBC. Black power.
Black power. Oh, my God.
Black power, black power.
Oh,
want to thank
God,
you for that great influence, the great spirit of delivery, and firing up the black people. When they play this tape back, they'll be fired up as well.
That's deep.
And we thank everyone that joined us tonight. Know that we are officially putting our foot in the ass of Malik Zulu Shabazz for slander, misappropriation of the sentiments of the people, and then lying and being a hypocrite, violating his Hippocratic oath and abuse of power on We the People and official Black Panther officials that are definitely in good standing with me and everybody I know. And there's no use of abusing our Black Panthers. I don't care what formation you're in. Sheikh Imam Akbar knew how to go in and get justice and see to it that it never happens again. They say, my. Y'all Wall Street, your Rosewoods, and all of y'all sure look good tonight. That's why I say, my.
Yes, sir. And I was getting to, after we get our reparations, we definitely need to have our black military to black it up. Hold on, please. Yeah, as I was saying, we need our black military to black that up. You know, we can't just have reparations money out here and then for one, we can't have it taken, you know, by any. Actually, see, my idea is to have, like Sister Joyce said, we have our own little country within the country. Have it totally walled off, like the wall of China or the wall of Mexico or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Have it walled off. And I would say put it in black areas where it's going to be like you have to cross the water to get to Southeast, or you have to cross over to Manhattan. I would say take New York, but that's liable to sink, or something. You never know. or then they got all their money monopolies down there, so they would panic. They would send everything into a spiral. So I would say, like we've been planning anyway, take South Carolina. You know, take North and South Carolina. We're going to need it all, you know, and then take the funds and be collective with it, you know. Whereas we start our own schools, our own factories, our own everything, and we hire our own people to work there. And we have our own grocery stores to feed each other instead of taking the scraps from these foreigners. That's what they usually do. They'll take all the truck that go through a rich white neighborhood first and go to the, and go to the grocery stores and mingle its way on down to the hood, you know? And by the time I get there, it'd be like all the discounted shit. And a sister of mine told me she's in a store just for the convenience of not having to drive. I'm like, nah, I would just drive. And so, like, the fruit was spoiled and this and that. That's because they get it on its last leg for our people. See, we wouldn't do that. For our people, we get the top of the stuff. We get top of it. Matter of fact, we don't even need this stuff on most of the stuff because we have our own agriculture, and we grow our own vegetables and our own fruit. And just like we have the land out there, what is it, Harriet Tubman land. Nat Turner land, Harriet Tubman land with the fresh, the We the People foods and produce, and that's all organic and good food, you know. You want some big, juicy tomatoes and some yellow, watermelons, you know.
Well, now, speaking about the watermelons, Black Lightning. Yesterday I had selected and pulled out one of the watermelons that I got from Target. And that watermelon was juicy, Joyce. The woman who bought all the drapings for the barbecue, she came in and the first thing she grabbed was a slice of the watermelon that I had cut up. And you wouldn't believe it.
I got
she started chowing down on that watermelon and chowing down on that watermelon. And I didn't realize it was that good because I hadn't tasted it because I was just cutting it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a lot of compliments for knowing how, because you know when you get a watermelon, those of you who live in the South, y'all know this. It's the hollow sound. If you pluck it or you thump the watermelon, and if it sounds hollow, it's ripe. But if it sounds if you hear a thud like a dud, it ain't the right one.
I got sister Goldie on the line. She down there with she from your neck of the woods, Big Money. Sister Goldie, you still with us?
Yes, I am, Black Power.
Okay, you know Big Money Gross.
No, she's younger. If she ain't 73, she wasn't around when I left New Jersey.
We talking about the West Side. We talking about the West Side, brother. No, she down there on the West Side. She the commander of the West Side.
The Riverside in San Bernardino.
Oh, Riverside and San Bernardino. Oh, yeah. Well, you might have heard of me.
Yeah, you sound familiar.
Yeah. You might have heard of me. Okay.
I know you'll see Big Money down at the reparations hearings. That's for sure. Can't miss him.
I
had never seen the man, but I was like, wait a minute, this brother with this top hat, that's got to be him.
Well, it ain't so much the top hat, it's what's in the hat. See, Mama always said, Mars, it's not the suit on the man. It's the man in the suit.
And a real
woman will know that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday at the barbecue, a sister had selected one of those no good Negroes that's messing up on the alcohol, become an alcoholic and letting his fingernails grow all out and hair grow all out. But you know he's one of them kind of Negroes that got it like that.
Mm-hmm.
She selected him when he was young, when he was a young buck. Mm-hmm. But now we old, and so she walked in yesterday, and she didn't say nothing to me, and I ain't say nothing to her, you know, because I let it is what it is, you know. Yeah. I don't force myself on nobody. I ain't the one. So that's how that went.
Well, no worries. Yeah, Big Money Mike.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there to
Riverside
and meet up with the comrades.
You better make sure I know you when you come out, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can't miss us. We'll be on the mega fort. We'll be on the bullhorns. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Somebody come around the corner and come out. I am. And you just say it back.
Come
on. A black revolutionary.
That's right.
Yeah, that's somebody. That's the best laugh I got in a long time. It wasn't even convenient. Most of my laughs sound cynical, like I'm about to do something bad, like the snidely whiplash tying the lady to the train tracks.
Okay.
Dudley do right to the rescue.
Knock it off.
I'm like the black Dudley Do-Right to the rescue, you know? And I run up on my horse, and I say, wait a minute. I'm not sure if I should help here. And I call Osborne. I said, the train's coming, and it's a white lady tied to the track. He said, what? I can't hear you. Is the train coming? And and y'all get the rest of that joke anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to be coming up to Riverside at the end of next month. For reparations.
Oh, okay, well, I'll be back then. I'm in D.C.
Okay.
right now.
Okay, well, I just want to let you know I'm supposed to be speaking at a reparations event in Riverside next month, at the end of the month, somewhere around the 20th or something. I forgot the date. I don't know what date they set up, but they're going to let me go.
Who's doing that?
They're going to let me go, girl. They're going to let me go. Oh,
who is doing that? Send me the information on that.
I'll have to let you know if Black Lightning give me a call next weekend. I'll see if I can find it. But you ain't get back in touch with me for Akbar, man. I want to get that information for Akbar,
I called you Black. And it was time for Black Power Radio.
I want to email the document, what you're talking about, man. I want to show you.
Matter of fact, I sent you an email so you know what to respond to. And yeah, I sure did.
You did? You texted to me?
Yeah, I actually emailed you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's going to say Dynamite Lightning.
I don't see over there.
It's going to say Dynamite Lightning on it, though, so you know.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
And Black Power on there, so that's a quick
Let me go, man. Let me go, man. I got to go.
All right.
God bless y'all and Black Power.
And Black Power. All right. Big Money Griff. He had to handle business. So, yes, just Carlos, my MOI and number one son down there in ATL. And this sister Charnette. And, of course, you know the chairman, soul brother number one. Papa don't take no mess. Imam Akbar. You should be playing that joint. Papa don't take no mess. Goodness gracious. Don't get smacked now. It was like, goodness gracious. He just say the name. He didn't say nothing behind it. So I was like, well, personally, I don't know what to say. It's like, okay, he put my name with Akbar. That's a good thing. So, hey, that's all right with me. It's like, for those that don't know who I am now, they can find out. Say, Papa don't take no mess. You know, that's why I said from the get-go, this is opportunity for all of them to call me and say, what's happening, comrade? How you been? I saw, man, I'm broke in a mug. Can you send me $5, a penny or a 20 to, y'all can put hashtag for Black Lightning, Poor Fund, and send it to $77Bakers. Yeah, $77Bakers. And I was just joking on that. Let's put it on the bus for us. So we're trying to get this bus for the comrades, so it'd be a lot easier when we'd be bouncing all over the place from New York to Manhattan and then Black up to North Carolina, South Carolina, and make our way on down to Shreveport, you know, and then we got to go from there, keep on kicking it until we get to Texas, you know, and get down there to the Mexican border and Black again. So we need a bus for that. And I got a plan for that too, Sister Goldie. I was going to talk to you about it when we get a chance, perhaps tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't want to be a rest time. But yeah,
okay.
I've been seeing a few, but you got to finagle them. You know, basically, it's not basically sort of like who can pay for it, but who can get a cheaper rate. And if they're going to stick one person up because of accidents, man, hit a deer and then they jack you up and it'd be like, man, it ain't even worth it. It ain't worth it unless you can. Yes, ma'am. I'm just saying in general. For everybody, you know, all the people listening, they should joint their funds together, you know, joint all their funds together and send a sizable donation to $77Bakers so that we can get this done. Because without the people, we're not going to be able to get gas money once we get it anyway. So we need the people to come on and hit that Cash App, $77Bakers, a penny or 20 a help. Black Power. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, sister. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go ahead and crash it out because I got to wake up in the morning. I got to be at that court, federal court building to make these complaints for the reparations. So.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. They're doing the work for the people. Yes, okay. All right, well, Black Power, National
Black
Chairman
Power.
Is still there. Black Power.
Black Power, everybody.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, it's down to us. Hey, Carlos, you still with us? Where you at? National Chairman, you about ready to hang up the Spurs? Put the horse in the corral? So I know we have to get him up. I am a black revolutionary. This usually works, but we need crowd participation. Carlos, well, yeah, help me out. I am a black revolutionary. Well, I guess that's it for the show then. I guess if you'd like to end us with a prayer or something, we got to, I know you end us with a good prayer if you'd like, Sister Joy. Uh-oh, where you go? Well, I guess it's on me. I'll say God bless everybody out there. And tune black in, same black time, same black channel. That'll be, I can't even think of the channel without saying $77Baker for some reason. I guess we really need that bus. Ain't no I guess. It's for sure. If we asking, then it's what's up, you know? So it ain't the ones that's got. Asking for more. It's the ones that don't got, you know, asking for a little bit of help, you know? Because otherwise, you give until it hurts sometimes, you know, until it's all gone, you know? So I just say hit us up tomorrow, same black time, same black station, and that's at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And I guess that's 7 o'clock in Louisiana time. And let's see. And 5 o'clock on the and on the West Coast time. So hit us up tomorrow. And that is at 515-05-9889. Black power, y'all. Black power. And a strong black military, the black to call.
We thank you for listening to Black Power Radio. We thank you for participating on Black Power Radio. Know that tomorrow we'll be talking to Christopher Muhammad down in Houston, Texas. We'll be talking to those in Los Angeles, in Chicago, St. Louis, and throughout the diaspora and parts of Africa. So we thank you for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. Sheikh Ali Mamak, by your host. Again, with my official size 12 foot, I have exactly a size 12 foot, and we're putting exactly in there behind Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is a misleader and a cadaver and liar. So we thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you continue to listen. Hoping that you will continue to participate at Black Power Radio. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.